And welcome back to Talking Dockers on 91.3 Sport FM. My name's Sonia. I'm here with Chris, Scotty and Gary. And it's our very great pleasure this morning to welcome Josh DeLuca onto the show. So good morning, Josh. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Great of you to give us your time this morning.
Yeah, no worries.
Josh, Chris here. Let us know about your injury, mate. Have you been on the park at all this year?
No, I haven't yet. I come back next week. I've just had some groin issues that came on late in the pre-season, which was a bit flattening going into the season. You want to obviously get out there, but yeah, next week finally rehab's over, so get back out there.
Do you do much of a pre-season before the groin injury? So have you got under your belt?
Yeah, definitely. It's actually the first time I've been able to complete a full pre-season, which was awesome. So yeah, it was probably the fittest I'd been, and now it's a bit of a shame to get injured, but yeah, still got that fitness base from the whole pre-season.
Yeah, you did very well in the the 3K time trials and those sorts of things. So you obviously got a fair bit of running and stuff in, and you know, you're pretty happy with where that sits before the injury occurred.
Yeah, for sure. We get told we need to do a lot of sort of training on your own before you come back to pre-season, and that's the idea. You want to come back in pretty good nick, so that's what I tried to do, and reap the rewards when you get into pre-season and you're flying and you can really give it a good crack.
Josh, Chris again. Now, towards the end of last season, or maybe most of last season, were you played as a run-with player?
Yeah, I did. Towards the end of the year and into finals, that became my role, which is a bit different. I'd usually been more of a forward, but yeah, it was interesting. It got me into the midfield, and it was definitely a new role, and I did enjoy it, but it's definitely something different.
Now, it must have been a little bit of a disappointment when you were told you were going to be axed, I guess, off the main list and rookied then. Did that kind of fire you up a little bit to kind of sort of go out there and say, I can be on this main list, I can play this game?
Yeah, I feel like there's sort of two ways you can go about it. You can sook and be a bit upset, or you can just use it as a sort of a motivator to get you going again. And I sort of feel like that's what I did. And it just made me really want to get back on the list and put my best foot forward. And luckily I got back, and hopefully I can give it all I can this year.
Josh, with the new training facilities down at Cockburn, I always like to ask this too, is going there every day, going to those new facilities, be really fantastic to see how progressing and advanced Fremantle Football Club has gotten with those new facilities?
Yeah, to be honest, they're awesome facilities. A lot more room, and it just gives the whole club a new sort of vibe going into the season. There's a massive oval. We can change the size of the oval. We got massive lots of swimming pools, best recovery pools in the AFL. Massive gym. It's really been great way to start the season for us, and everyone's enjoying it, really, really enjoying it.
Josh, Chris again. Now, just building on to what Sonia said about being delisted and then re-rookied, you had a great final series as a run-with player. You won the premiership with Peel and all that type of stuff. Did somebody, one of the coaching panel or in conjunction with Ross, sit down with you at the end of the season or at the start of the season and say, okay, Josh, this is what we want you to work on for this year?
Oh, yeah. They do that with everyone at the end of the year. They sort of give you their feedback. And, my feedback was generally I want to improve my skills and decision-making, basically. That was my feedback, and which is something I've really been working hard on over the pre-season. And they've told me I'll play more in the forward line and midfield this year as well. So they're two things I can look forward to.
Now, Josh, you're one of these guys who you seem like a very gentle and nice bloke as we're chatting to you here, but you certainly get the white line fever when you cross the cross that line. Is that something that they've sort of said to you, you know, don't lose that, you know, maybe work on your skills a bit, but keep the passion, keep the fire?
Yeah, well, they love that sort of stuff around the club, I think, especially when you're playing that sort of small forward pressure role. If you've obviously seen blokes like Hayden Ballantyne and Mark Walters, you sort of need that edge about you. And so, yeah, that's something I like having in my game, and I'll probably want to continue.
Josh, just give us a rundown of where you started from and then and coming through. You've had obviously a bit of success in at Waffle, but I won't put you on the spot, but probably the grand final 2 years ago with Subiaco would probably be the highlight of your career so far. But just give us a rundown of how you came through.
Okay, well, yeah, I started off playing my juniors. I'm from Perth, so I started my juniors. I was at I've changed clubs a couple of times, but I finished at Sorrento Duncraig, and then I went into the Subiaco development squads, and then from there, you know, you get into the 16s and 18s state teams, and in my year of playing state 18s, was when the draft year, I got a pretty big injury the week before the state championships, so I ended up missing the whole championships, and luckily I was playing league football with Subiaco, and yeah, that year we went on to win the grand final, which was an awesome experience. My brother was in the team with me as well, and so it was it was a really good time for me and my family especially. And then luckily I got picked up by Fremantle that year, and yeah, I've been here since, and so going into my third year now, and I got to win the Peel Premiership last year, which was awesome, against Subi actually, which was
ironic. Make it felt. It must be difficult for the way things are with alignments, etc. these days, that you can end up playing against your old side 1 year later, but as you did.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's they're pretty good about it. It's not like you change clubs on purpose or anything like that. So it's not like the boys get into you that bad when you play against them. But yeah, it's still some bit of nerves when you come up against your old club, especially in a grand final.
And just following on from that, you've just mentioned, how's your brother going now, who played with you in that Subiaco Premiership side?
Yeah, he's good. He's not playing too much footy anymore. He's actually playing up in Kalgoorlie. He's working up there on the mines. He's doing quite well with his electrical. He just finished all his apprenticeship and that. So, yeah, he's doing quite well up there.
Josh, what do you do outside of football? Do you go surfing, or you got a trade that you got underway?
I'm studying at the moment. I'm studying commerce. I'm majoring in property development and valuation. So I'm doing that part-time. A lot of the guys at the club pushed towards, continuing something off-field. And so, yeah, that's the area I want to get into. And it's quite enjoy it quite a lot.
Well, that's certainly one of those things that will hold you in very good stead. Have another question. Regarding back to right at the beginning when you were talking about your injury, and you said you're going to be back next week. Do you actually mean back like on the park playing, or back out of the rehab group and training with the main group?
On the park playing. I've started training this week with the main group, and then so they give you a week of training and then or 2 weeks of training, and get out there. But I don't know how many minutes I'll be able to play going into your first game. They keep you on limited minutes, which might mean, I might play a game of reserves, or I don't know. And they, because you don't want to hold the team captive by, only playing a limited amount of minutes for the league team. So it might be a reserves game, might be league, doesn't really matter.
Josh, Chris again, have you been training this morning?
I'm in the club now, but we trained yesterday, and today is more of a light, do some weights and a bit of cross train, and that's it.
Do the guys that have to play for Peel, the Dockers players that are playing for Peel today, do they go into the club on Saturdays and do some work before they go down and play for Peel, or they don't?
No, not on game day. They give them game day off and to prepare for the game. On usually the day before, we'll come in and do some light weights and stuff like that, but nothing too major. But yeah.
And also, when you're actually playing for Peel, do you guys actually the guys that actually are going to, the Dockers players are going to play for Peel, do you guys actually have a run with the Peel players at all?
Oh, it becomes a bit hard logistically because we're just so far away from them. We every now and then we get to opportunities to train together, but most of the time it's a bit hard. So we usually just end up seeing them game day. But we always have some of the Peel coaches, like Cam Shepherd's down at every training, and we do our meetings with him as well for the waffle meetings and stuff like that. And the waffle boys down at Peel, they get fed the same information. It just becomes hard just to actually get on the park together. But they try to do it as much as they can.
What about when you were those four finals games last year? Because it was a majority of, you know, 15 or 16, 17 Docker players. Did you guys train at Fremantle Oval with the 4 or 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 Peel players for the finals?
No, we actually didn't. We had a couple training sessions over the finals, but not every training session. Because it's a bit hard. Some of the guys playing waffle, you know, they have jobs and stuff that they have to go to during the day, and we train, you know, in the mornings or, you know, midday. So it becomes a bit hard. But there were some occasions where we got to catch up with them as well. But yeah.
And what was it like playing in those four cutthroat finals games last year with most of the Dockers boys?
Yeah, it was really good. The pressure was on. You could tell they were strong finals games, and we really enjoyed it. We really embraced it, and yeah, everyone bought in, which was really good. And yeah, we paid dividends at the end.
Just on that, Josh, Peel have been struggling a little bit this year, and what do you put that down to? Is it more maybe the elevation of the Connor Blakeleys and these sort of players into the AFL team?
We like to think that, you know, we can. We're anywhere, anytime, any sort of player, team. We don't really rely on, you know, one or two or just the Freo guys. But, just the last couple of weeks, maybe we've lacked a bit of pressure and intent. I don't know, it might come down to attitude or mental thing. But, you know, we're really looking to turn it around, especially this week. So I'm sure the boys will come out firing today.